Go ahead.
This spooky episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
the Blood Mummy. No, fuck.
The Fudge Mummy.
Fudge Mummy.
Do it again.
Fudge Mummy. The whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
This spooky episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Fudge Mummy.
Love it.
Gotcha.
Scared ya.
Hey, boom. Hey, gotcha.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat, bitch.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Hey, bitch. Trick or treat. Boo. Spooked ya. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I am Sarcophagus Snout, and I hunt mummies.
Wow.
And I'm also Curtis Charles, as usual.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you, dude? I'm Sarcophagus.
You're Sarcophagus? Okay? Yeah.
My name. That's my name. My legal name. Sarcophagus. And I happen to hunt mummies.
Yeah.
I hunt them and then I hump them.
I'm Justy Boy of Mummy Island.
You've been to Mummy Island? You were born on Mummy Island?
I was born in it.
I've always wanted to be a mummy.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about mummies later.
Good. I've been thinking a lot about them, so.
They're fun.
I know.
We're going to talk about mummies later. We're going to talk about other spooky shit. It's going to be a real spooky show, with the exception of a couple of non-spooky things we start the show with. Like we always do, Ghost Humber episode.
Do we start with a poem, or you want to start off real spooky, or you want to do it later?
Let's see. So the poem is definitely going to scare the pants right off of me.
Yeah. Especially this one.
Yeah. Let's wait on the poem, because that'll get us in the spooky mood. And we'll just get this bullshit out of the way.
Let's get the boring stuff out of the way.
Yeah, bullshit.
Before we get to the blood.
And the guts.
Right.
Nudity. Cussing. Fucking. Cum shots. Last episode, we...
Guts.
We fucking pulled apart a couple of songs to listen for Satans, right?
Yeah, we found quite a few.
Quite a few devils in a few songs that we played backwards.
Phoebus.
Phoebus made an appearance, the demon Phoebus. And that was in a hymn song.
Yeah.
We also did do a song by Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Papa
Roach.
I learned recently that they are named after, I think, Jacoby Dick, lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
His granddaddy, his last name was Roach, R-O-A-T-C-H.
Yeah.
And they called him Papa Roach. But then when Jacoby Dick was like, hey, we should call our band Papa Roach. I guess this is still spooky, right? Because they are a satanic band. Very satanic.
They're pretty hard.
Dark.
They're hard. They're fucking hardcore, dude. Like chrome rags.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So dark. Jacoby Dick was like, let's name it after my grandpappy. Pap, pap, pap. My grandpappy. And the other guy in the band said, no, dude, let's take the T out. Because then it's like a double meaning, you know?
Right.
Roach. It's a roach, like a bug.
A cockroach.
But it's also a roach, like a fucking doobie. A little doobie. A little tip of a doobie.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I also watched the Vice show. They do the Story Of series on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And like they did one about the Baja Men, like the story of who let the dogs out.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. And then they did one for... Blue daba di daba 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 baba biba.
Mambo baba biba buba.
They did that, but then they did a Last Resort from Papa Roach.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I feel bad for making fun of them so much.
Why?
It was dark. That song. It just feels like such a joke because it's so like on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been making fun of it since I was a kid. and never thought about the story behind it. And it, don't get me wrong, the song is dog shit.
It's got a sick riff in it, though.
Yeah, dude. He played that on piano at first.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, they just go into like an overdose of this guy's childhood friend. And it's dark.
Dark.
So that's where we're at now. Felt bad for a second. Decided.
I love the song.
I'm still going to make fun of this song. But just not that part of it. That's all. Because now it's not funny anymore. They ruined it. So let's talk about Jacoby Dixon, a.k.a. Jacoby Dick, a.k.a. Kobe Dick.
Yeah.
Lead singer of Papa Roach.
I'd love to.
I looked him up for some reason. I was getting pictures together for the Instagram post that we did about Fluff Knife.
Mm-hmm.
An article popped up like right away from metalsucks.net. It's old. It's from 2014. And the title of it is Papa Roach's Kobe Dick Made Out With His Uncle Got Herpes. It's just a true story. He here's this quote. My first kiss was when my uncle kissed me and he gave me herpes. It was terrible. Anybody else got herpes? Yeah, you do. Don't lie to yourself. That's his quote. Jacoby. So you got herpes.
Me?
Yeah. In case you didn't know. Don't lie to yourself.
I don't.
And at the very end it says, clearly he has suffered neurological damage as a result of the herpes getting to his brain, poor fella. So you got to cut him some slack. Just be proud he doesn't piss and shit himself all the time, you know?
That's in the article?
Yep, that's the actual article.
Huh.
Yeah. Ooh, and then followed by it, Revolver's 10 nu metal albums you need to own. Do you want to see if you own them? Owned them?
Yeah.
Corn by Corn.
Yeah.
You had that?
Mm-hmm.
Around the Fur by Deftones?
No.
No, okay. Any Deftones?
No, not a no, Deftones guy.
Never. Yeah, no, I never liked them. Significant Other, obviously, Limp Bizkit. Toxicity? System of Down?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get Slipknot by Slipknot?
Yep. Yeah. No, Iowa.
Oh, not the self-titled.
No, Iowa.
Mudvayne? LD50?
I didn't, but my neighbor across the street had it.
Yeah, Ghost Ship soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
I didn't like Mudvayne, to be honest. Didn't like him.
No? Mm-mm. Okay. Papa Roach, Infest.
I hit that.
Yeah. POD, Satellite.
Yep.
Yeah. Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Seven Dust by Seven Dust.
No.
No, okay. Okay, you want to solve a mystery real quick?
Yeah.
It's just a quick little mystery. This is I saw this article on oopy.com, UPI, by Ben Hooper from October 7th. Officials in a Utah city are investigating the cause of a foul odor reported by residents, and it doesn't appear to be coming from the sewer. So they called us, of course, to figure out the mystery, because that's what we do. We hop in our van, somebody calls us up, they said something spooky's going down this week, it's a Monster of the Week episode of Cool Parents,
mm-hmm.
and we gotta go down there, and we gotta solve the mystery.
We get down there, we do a little investigating.
Yeah, we do forensics.
We do a little fingering.
Yeah, we'll finger you.
We'll suspects.
We'll poke around. Yeah, we'll poke around in you.
Sure, yeah.
Inside of you.
Dust. Dust it for prints.
Yeah, fucking UV light.
So where's this?
This is Utah.
Okay.
North Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
They noticed this odor Thursday morning. Multiple locals compared the smell to rotting meat. Officials do not believe the smell is coming from the sewers. So the community development director, Sherry Pace, has a quote. I've been out, driven around about 2 hours trying to locate it. There are pockets of the smell throughout the city and also outside the city. And then it eventually dissipated with the evening winds, but the cause of the odor remains a mystery. So why did it smell like rotten meat all over the city? And it wasn't the sewer. I have a theory.
Okay.
747 jet, big jet.
Yeah.
Passenger jet, 747. They emptied the diarrhea. You know how they do that?
Yeah.
Freezes into a cube.
Mm-hmm.
They emptied the diarrhea, sprayed it all. They vaporize it. That's actually what chemtrails are.
Right.
It's just a vapor form of diarrhea. And it was making these chemtrails all over, where was it? Utah, North Salt Lake City. And it all just slowly fell to the ground, shit everywhere. And that started to stink. So that's how it ended up everywhere. Oh, and the rotten, it's rotten meat. Basically, this particular jet serves only big, big, big portions of almost rotten meat. For people on the plane, they all eat it. They shit it out and diarrhea because it's almost rotten.
Right.
Spray they that the plane turns it into a vapor, sprays the countryside with brown, and then it sits and rots for a little bit more.
Yeah. See, only certain sections, like a Glade plug-in.
Right. Yeah. But
with shit.
With shit.
Shit smell. Okay. Yeah.
That's my theory. That's I don't know. You got any ideas?
Where was this?
North Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Mormons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, have you heard about the Salt Lake Meat Man?
Oh, is this a cryptid? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, tell me about him.
He's a Tasmanian devil.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's a Taz. He's made out of, but he's made out of raw pork meat.
How did he end up here?
He's made out of
did he come from Tasmania?
Spoiled pulled pork.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's a fan. He's a phantasm or something.
Yeah, yeah. And he rips around sometimes. If you see a little tornado going up the street, that's him.
Okay.
But he does bring with him a foul odor.
He's stinking up the place.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's my theory. Just keep it simple, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's more believable than my diarrhea one.
Right.
My diarrhea one doesn't even have cryptids in it.
Right. That's just, yours is a lot more scientific than mine.
Well, maybe.
You're just a man of science.
Yeah.
Biology.
So that wasn't a problem. Solving that mystery, no problem. Moving on, one more thing before we get spooky, okay? Just a quick thing. In fact, you might consider this spooky. We're talking about convicted felon Kevin Wayne Van Leeuwen.
I know him well.
He's facing 2 years in prison.
How many?
He's a home inspector in Oakland County, Michigan, and he has been recently convicted of aggravated indecent exposure after a security camera showed him in a client's home, which I guess he was inspecting for a sale, showed him jacking off with a Tickle Me Elmo doll.
Wow.
He was jacking off just regular first. Then he put Elmo's mouth on it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It said that in the article.
Wow.
I didn't think that was necessary, but now we know.
So, why? Yeah, why?
I don't know. And they didn't say, like, if he finished or...
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, he pleasured himself with that doll, and he's facing 2 years in prison for it.
What a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, you use your own doll. That's what you got to do. Get yourself a Tickle Me Elmo. They still make those motherfuckers?
Probably. They were big.
Yeah.
Furby.
Yeah. So he deserves everything he's getting.
He sure does.
Man, that was mad indecent of you.
Nah, what do you do?
Here we are. We've arrived at a very spooky trail through the woods.
Do you hear the bumblebee? Do you hear the wasps?
Yeah, wasps means a witch is near. So Justy Boy is a prolific poet.
Yeah.
And if you don't know it, he's going to show it.
Right, right. You want to hear my new work?
Yeah, what's the latest one you've been working on?
Let's see, what should I call it here? We're going to call this one Creatures.
Creatures, okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
Creatures.
Love that.
You got spooky music for me?
Yeah.
You got a Dracula howling or a werewolf?
Let me see if I can find it. There's one.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
There are many creatures that go bump in the dark.
The dark?
With reptilian features in the teeth of a shark.
Oh, God.
It has been said that the freaks come out at night.
Uh-huh.
field full of fog in a beam of lantern light. Headless horseman in the jangling keys.
What are his keys for?
Nosferatu finger in a beast with 10,000 knees.
Oh, shit.
Big auto moon that I find so scary.
What? I don't even know what you said. What?
Big auto moon.
Big auto moon.
That okay. I find so scary. Unholy vow, say 20 Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Hairy fairy on the prairie feasted on flesh and candy. Cardiopulmonary obituary. I'm bad to the bone. I was boned to be wild. Halloween mask made from skin of a child.
Oh, wow.
So long, sucker, and fangs for the memories. Goodbye. Cenobite's hook gave me a googly eye. Which way to the pumpkin patch? Locked up in the booby hatch.
What?
The booby hatch is a word for an insane asylum. It's outdated. Winds of a bat in a Mothman's snout.
Right.
Let's give them pumpkin to talk about.
That's good. Well, you're going to get a Pulitzer Prize for that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ow. My brain hurts.
Well, I liked your poem, so.
Thank you.
Mump date.
Mump date?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a mummy update. Okay. Mump date.
Mump date.
So, in 1979, this is on NPR.org. 1979, researchers unearthed a mummy of a 55,000-year-old bison.
Ooh, mummy bison. Was it in the snow?
It was at least 55,000 years old. Radiocarbon dating tools can't measure any further back than that.
Yeah. That was about the time of Pangaea.
Yeah, this was in the Alaskan tundra.
Right.
Otherwise known as Pangaea.
Right.
So the researchers back in 1979, guess what they did? What would you do if you found a mummy bison?
Me?
Yeah, what's the first thing you'd do to it or with it?
Clone it.
Clone it?
I'm going to try to make a clone of it.
Even in 1979, you think you would have been that forward thinking?
Me?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
they
wrong
cloned
answer.
A goat.
Not in 1979.
Yeah, they did. I think you're wrong.
Well, they cut off a piece of its neck and ate it.
Why?
I don't know. Bison. They like bison burgers or something. So they were like, this one's just a mummy. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat this bison mummy. I'd like to know, what do you think it would taste like? Any other mummy or scorpions?
Yeah, I mean, you probably shouldn't eat the mummy, right? Like, it's
probably not. It's probably full of bacteria.
Yeah, it's got chemicals in there.
Yeah, formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah, they wrapped it up in fucking gauze.
Gauze, yeah.
Gauze.
Gauze. There's a picture. Pretty spooky mummy, to be honest. Okay. And then this NPR article, it writes its story about this fucking mummy bison in a poem. I didn't realize this, and I don't know why.
Can you send me the poem?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Mump day. The bison is named Blue Babe, by the way. I don't know why. I wonder how they prepared the neck, the mummy neck. You want to come over and have a fucking mummy neck barbecue? I'm going to spit roast a mummy neck in the backyard.
Man. They peeled it.
Yeah. They did. I don't know why they did it as a rhyme. Like, I don't understand this. It's not like it's not sourced to anything, so it's not like they just put a song in or some shit. This is what the article is. It just says, here's the news story told in rhyme.
Wow. This is fucking wild. Holy
Let's
shit.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
This is not a traditional story. Mm-mm. Not many names or dates, so don't worry.
Worry.
It's also not incredibly timely, but it's about an ice age. Is this step bison?
Step, yeah.
Okay. Step
bison. That's the type of bison it is. I don't know what that means.
And a man whose thought process defies me.
Uh-huh.
Let's start with the creature lived more than 55,000 years ago, was brought to his knees by a lion ancestor foe.
Oh, are those lion cracks on him? Did the lion tear him up like that?
Must have.
They got lions in Alaska? But I guess in Pangaea they did.
Definitely on Pangaea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No prime meridian in Pangaea.
No, that's true.
No need.
No need for one.
Down went the bison on permafrost ground, which kept him from being eaten or found.
Uh-huh.
Neither predator nor man disturbed the behemoth mass,
yeah,
as it remained encased in a protective frozen glass.
Oh.
Leaping forward to 1979, a team of explorers ventures out to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Gold is what they are on the lookout for on the spot where the bison hit the floor. With a hydraulic mining hose, they melted away some frozen sludge till someone said, "Whoa, stop! Hey!" They reported their findings to University of Alaska Fairbanks officials. Dale Guthrie led the excavation, limiting interstitials.
Yeah. Why the fuck did they do this as a rhyme?
The skeleton, the skin, the muscles, all in near impeccable condition. Guthrie named it Blue Babe, then sliced off a piece for a culinary mission.
A blue baby.
"You don't want me, Cthulhu?" he asked. "Oh, it's the dinner party, and with cooking the meat, I'll be tasked."
They did cook it.
They did. The blue babe neck steak served 8 with veggies and spices.
Are you serious?
And lots of booze they ate. Years later, writing about its taste, Guthrie said, "When thawed, one could mistake the aroma for beef." Not unpleasantly earthy. But once in the mouth, his wife, Mary Lee Guthrie, told podcasters from Gimlet it was worse than beef jerky. Beef jerky's pretty good.
Mary Lee Guthrie fucking loves beef jerky, so.
Still, it was a great party she fondly remembered. A dreamy symbolism of the meal that endured.
Mm-hmm.
It was a feast, by all counts, a true celebration. And imagining of the human experience on Earth, she said with elation. That's a shitty poem.
It really makes you think. I thought, now I know more. I just don't know why they do this.
But they do.
Why do you do this, Vanessa Romo? What's your deal? Okay, moving right along. Here's something spooky in a different way, more of an existential way.
Emphasis on egg.
Of course. There's a time traveler out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Came from the year 2906, and they're online talking about 5 horrific events that humanity will face in the coming future. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The username Time Voyager posts these TikToks about how he's definitely from the future, and these things are definitely going to happen. He knows. He was there.
Maybe he's telling the truth.
I think he is.
Let's hear him out.
So they indicated that humans will experience a zombie pig plague.
Mm-hmm.
So all the pigs that we've been burying intact with all the meat and stuff, they're coming back. They're going to raise from the dead. And there'll be new lockdowns, just like COVID, when this plague zombie pig plague happens.
Okay. Zombie pig wants to come anywhere near me, I say, wish you would, zombie pig. Wish you would.
Stomp it. Just stomp on its spine and then remove the head. Easy.
I can defeat a hog.
No problem. A zombie pig? But it's a plague, so they're kind of like a little bit fucking wacky, these guys. You know?
I could win.
Yeah, I think so. In another clip, they said, "I will be helping you all be aware of what's to come and help you all come together and save the human race. Mankind has been at war from 2243 to 2906. I think that's the times of the space beetle.
The obsidians.
The obsidian zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's roughly around the times of the obsidian zone.
The time of the arrival of the obsidians.
Okay, the obsidian invasion.
The obsidian arrival.
Unless we unite now, we're going to be at war for how many years is that? It's 700 years or some shit. We got to unite. We got to get the Black Eyed Peas back together.
Right.
We got to have them write a new song.
Tonight's going to be a good night. Tonight's going to be a good night.
No, no. I'm thinking more like, where is the love?
That's what we need right now to bring the country back together. It's just a Fergie reunion.
A Fergie reunion. Yeah. Where is the love? It did it after. It worked after 9/11.
Yeah.
It could work now.
You know what really brought the country back together was Wes Borland and the Goo Goo Dolls.
Did he do a Goo Goo?
Goo Goo?
Did Wes Borland do Goo Goo?
It was Wes Borland and Fred Durst and the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh,
and they did a cover of Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. Yeah, but instead of two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, they said one. Because the only one tower.
No.
Freedom Tower.
Right. We're right. United under one freedom.
It really makes you think.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing about freedom is a hand. It's freedom, and I said, downtown, free.
Wow.
So.
It's profound.
I know. So guess what happens after the zombie pigs?
Robots.
No, the zombie pig mutates and infects humans after that. So then we got zombie pig human hybrids. 2024 is when that happens.
Oh, okay, so that's coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, all the stuff is in the next 5 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, January 2023, even sooner. They suggested that the first act will be passed that will lead to a full-on purge in November of the same year. So November 2023, there's going to be a full-blown purge.
Or an announcement
of a full-blown. The first act will be passed. And will lead to a full-on purge in November of the same year.
Okay.
So we know how it's going to turn out.
Right.
The purge is described as, you know, just what the movie is. All laws are gone or something.
Yeah.
For a day. I don't know.
This is a 24-hour hall pass for crime.
Yeah. and that's going to expand to 1 week pretty soon after that.
Wow.
Yeah. Fresh global lockdown due to climate change, then this is the most thought-provoking. They also claimed that rival car makers Tesla and Amazon would team up in 2023 to make new futuristic tech. According to their predictions, the innovative company would be called Fractura. It would include inventions such as printable food. And a Wi-Fi chip that allegedly cures paralysis. Why is it Wi-Fi? What, Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
That's for giving internet access.
Yeah, that's what you need to get your spine working again.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Get your head out of your ass.
See, I got the Bluetooth model. Bluetooth only.
Yeah.
No Wi-Fi, so.
Dude, I heard that fucking Elon Musk, right?
Yeah.
I heard he's inventing a contact lens that, like, puts you into the fucking...
Metaverse?
Into the web. Like, you're on Facebook while you're walking around, undetectable by your boss, dude.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, yeah. How many far-right groups are you putting up on Facebook, Charlie?
So, yeah, that's about it. That's evidence. That's proof. That's real.
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I like the part about the Amazon, Tesla, zombie pigs, purge.
Yeah.
It's true. It's happening. So everybody get ready for your purge. Purchase as many guns as you can. Go to Alex Jones' website. Buy as many nutritional supplements as you can. Water filters, you know, big muscle man juice packs.
I like that his life got ruined.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
I saw him lose his shit on that Channel 5 show on YouTube.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
He did an interview with him. I don't know how he got that, but it's crazy.
I don't know what happened to that guy.
Yeah, they were friends, weren't they?
He used to be good people.
Something happened. There was fluoride in the water, turned Alex Jones crazy. Anyway.
I heard he ate one of those gay frogs.
So I've got some Reddit-based content.
Okay.
So on Ask Reddit, I wanted to get some, you know, some spooky questions, spooky-related questions that we could answer, solve, you know, clear some shit up for people.
Solve.
We know about them.
For the quotient.
Yeah, we'll solve for X, the quotient.
Quotient.
I searched for Frankenstein, and there's this post that came up.
Okay.
From a user called Free Socks.
Free Socks?
Free Socks, yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, it struck me as interesting. The title of it, all it says is, "What did the Frankenstein say to Trump?" And I was like, okay, it's going to be a dumb joke, whatever it is, I'm sure. And I'm just going to read top to bottom what the comments are on this.
Okay.
Irish Upstart said, wrong sub. Probably right. Free Socks responded to that. That's the OP.
Yeah.
Responded to that and said, "I may be a bad guy, but you are a bad guy too, Tomp." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bones Jones responded to with their answer to the riddle, whatever it was.
The quotient.
The joke or whatever it's supposed to be. The quotient. Yeah, the quotient. The Bones Jones said, quote, "Good thing you didn't strand over 10,000 Americans in Afghanistan like Biden did." And that's quote is attributed to Frankenstein. So Frankenstein, that's what he said to Trump.
Right.
Really makes you think. Very good point, the Bones Jones. I think you're very smart.
I didn't realize Frankenstein was conservative.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But now the more I think of it, he does seem kind of like a Republican. I think Frankenstein might be a Republican.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
he's blue collar.
Yeah.
Big collar. Frankenstein's a teamster. He is. He's in the fucking union. He's not crossing the fucking picket line.
I'm not saying that he's like alt-right or anything, but he backs the troops.
Yeah, but he's a demo. He votes for, you know, Deval Patrick.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
See, okay, so this Bones Jones you're saying is a liar. Misquoting our boy.
It's
Frank.
Just a bunch of rumor and innuendo.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, free socks. The OP did have something to say to that. Responded with, "I may be a bad guy, but you are bad guy too, Tomp."
Yes.
That's I think the real answer to the question. For some reason, Suggestion of Taint. That's a good name. Said you're giving monsters a bad name. But Free Socks didn't think so. Free Socks responded with, "I may be a bad guy, but you are a bad guy too, Tomp." Time Turns Into Plastic responded and said, "It's a lie." You get it? To Trump?
Yeah.
Like it's alive. But Free Socks corrected them. That's the OP again. Corrected them, said, "Nah, I may be a bad guy, but you are a bad guy too, Tomp."
I'm a bad guy, but you a bad guy too,
Tomp. Yeah.
Tomp or Tomp?
Tomp.
Tomp.
T-U-M-P, Tomp.
Oh.
The Bones Jones actually made another comment. "Please save the over 10,000 U.S. citizen in Afghanistan because the Biden administration can't do it." This guy wants to make his political points on a Frankenstein subreddit post.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Spreading the word.
And Free Socks thought it was kind of a strange thing for him to say too. And the OP replied and he said, "No, he said, I may be a bad guy, but you are a bad guy too, Tomp." And the Bones Jones responded to that. So they're getting in a back and forth here. It's pretty good. But Trump didn't strand over 10,000 American citizens in Afghanistan to die to the Taliban. Free Socks came back with a wild retort. And he says, "I may be a bad guy, but you are a bad guy too, Tomp." And Irish upstart then jumps in and says, how many have died? Free Socks, I think, might know the answer. He says,
I may be a bad guy.
I may be a bad guy, but you are a bad guy too, Tom. Bones Jones, how many are planned to be rescued? Free Socks, I may be a bad guy, but you are a bad guy too, Tom. Irish upstart. All of them. Pentagon is contracting American airline companies to help America and Afghans to evacuate. Free Socks, on the other hand.
Yeah.
That takes a different approach. He says, I may be a bad guy, but you are a bad guy too, Tom. CCCP9 then says, he would have. Remember, Trump's orders were to be out in May, and this situation would still have happened. Yes, the Biden administration should have seen it coming, but Trump negotiated with a group we identify as terroristic. So there's that. Biden was right, though. How could we continue to fight for something their own people didn't? The ANA wasn't defeated. It stood down. Irish upstart, all valid points, he says. Getting somewhere. Now, Free Socks had had a lot to contribute to this one. I thought this really made me think. I may be a bad guy, but you are a bad guy too, Tom. And yeah, that's about all. But Free Socks did make a few good points there.
Excellent point. Yeah, yeah.
It really makes you think.
Jesus.
So anyway, I did get some questions for us to answer that are spooky. So hope you brought a change of panty, first of all.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing my fucking period bloomers anyway.
Okay, good.
Shit all over. Shit in them. All over.
Piss. Bleed.
Sure. Yeah. Puke.
Yeah. Queef. Come. Squirt. Whatever. I don't care. I'm not going to judge you. This is a man cave.
I tape them to my leg, too, so I can hold more shit. I shit like a dinosaur.
How does the dinosaur shit?
Big.
Oh, okay. Okay, so our first Reddit question, spooky one. It's an easy one.
Yeah.
Okay, just getting us warmed up. Posted by Smitten Kittens. How can you tell if someone is a witch? The smell, first of all. They have a distinct smell, witches. They smell like a Yankee Candle shop.
Right.
Clove cigarettes, sometimes.
Cloves.
How else do you tell if somebody's a witch?
Patchouli.
What about it? What do you do with it?
If you smell the patchouli.
Oh, that's a smell. That's
a smell, yeah.
Okay. I thought you were suggesting some kind of a test that involves patchouli.
Oh, I mean, if you, it's a natural aphrodisiac. It's like it's like a crab. It's just a regular lady.
It's an oyster. Crab. Yeah. Crab.
King crab is a...
King crab makes me fucking hard as a rock. You shouldn't, not eating it, just looking at it.
Live ones.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking hot.
Yeah.
So the smell is the main reason.
That's a big one.
That's the main one.
How else can you tell someone's a witch?
Yeah. Float.
Yep, yeah.
See if they float.
Pointed feet.
Uh-huh.
Pointed feet.
Wart.
Yep. Big one, big one, so big one. So
check for big, very circular warts.
Yeah, moles, green now, skin.
I'd want to say the big, big old nose, but I feel like that it probably goes back to a harmful stereotype of some kind for somebody.
I'm sure.
So don't check the nose, but warts though, warts, and patchouli.
Yeah, bracelets.
Many bracelets, they Many. Do. Usually they're a librarian, you know, or they teach English in elementary school.
Yeah. Or they own a tea store.
Mm-hmm. Or a witchy boutique. You can go there and they'll read your tarot.
Yeah.
And they'll sell you skin cream.
Right. They got a psychic on the premise.
Mm-hmm.
Premises.
Constellations painted on the wall.
Yeah. We're good. We get that one.
Yeah.
That's how we know.
That's how you know. Next question from Glittering Anus 69. Glittering Anus 69 asked, How do you feel knowing there's a spooky skeleton living inside of you this very moment? I don't feel good about it.
No, I feel quite the opposite. I've always felt really good about it.
You do, is that something that you've thought about a lot?
Oh yeah,
because I sure have.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
For sure.
For sure. I think about my skeleton way too much, actually.
You do?
Yeah, I'm kind of scared of it. I don't want to be in it anymore. I want to get a new one, you know?
Yeah, mine's...
I got some upgrades, but it's still not great.
Yeah, yeah, I'm falling apart.
You know, you can only put so much lipstick on a pig, on a zombie pig.
Right. Really makes you think.
I know. That's why I said it.
I gotta start drinking fucking creatine, protein powder, mm-hmm. muscle milk, mm-hmm. fucking Cliff Bars.
Yeah, I gotta pump down some fucking Freedom Formula.
Yep.
Or like, what else do they have? Eagle Piss. You can drink that. They got that at Alex Jones' shop.
Yeah, InfoWars. Drink the fucking pre-workout. Get the tingles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we gotta get the niacin there.
Yeah.
Get the tingles. So, get a Bona.
Yeah. I need help with that.
Bona?
Yeah, I got to get a new Bona. I mean, that's the part of my skeleton that I have the most problems with is my Bona.
Yeah, the spookiest bone there is.
Right.
So that's how we feel about our bones and our skeletons. Next one's from Arcane Jade Tiger, who said, "What is scarier for you guys, a full-on skeleton walking into your room? Or a full-on muscular system?"
Ooh.
That's a great question. I'm going to say muscular system.
Yeah, same, yeah.
Because there's strength there. So if I had to fight it, that fucking muscular, that has muscles, like it can flop. Like it can't, it's not going to be too rigid, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's only held up by magic.
Right, right.
So if it's trying to fight, you know, if it's trying to throw down or something, then yeah, I mean, the skeleton, I can just break the bones. It's not a big deal.
It can't really hit me. Hit it with a bowling ball.
Because it's only... Right, yeah, it's done. Because it's really only propelled by magic.
Right.
Which can only be so strong. Because otherwise, if magic was too strong, and you know, then people would just be hitting everybody with it all the time, and it would be like a big source of trauma.
Now, if they included trauma, that the skeleton had,
trouble.
A, it had a sword.
Well, that's a different... That's
different,
a different
conversation
sword,
there. Shield. Different conversation.
Yeah. But that's in your room, you know, not in the dungeons.
Yeah.
The cave dungeon. Yeah, muscular system's scarier.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
I wouldn't love a skeleton, but at least I could
I'd laugh.
Depends what it's doing. Well, if it's crawling on all fours, I'd be a little perplexed by that. But if it came in, it was doing the spooky, you know, skeleton dance from the cartoon there, that I'm sure.
Yeah, it's playing its own ribs with its own...
It's ribs like a xylophone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
With its own...
Tibia.
Yeah. So
next one's from an idiot eating Cheetos. If a skeleton that was once a dude gave a living dude a hand job, is it gay? Why or why not?
I mean, that's a tough question.
The skeleton was once a dude, gave a living dude a hand job.
The skeleton's giving a living person
I think
a hand
it
job.
Depends on the magic user that's controlling the skeleton, what their sexual preference is or their gender identity is.
Yeah. Plus, it's like it doesn't have a personality if it's just a skeleton, right?
Right, right. No
it's
brain.
Not like it's got
no
the,
brain.
It's not like it's got a brain in it. It
doesn't have a nose or lips.
It's simply magic.
It simply is due
simply
to magic.
Do.
Powered by magic.
But yeah, it's not. I don't think that's gay.
But it can be. I don't
sure,
care.
Yeah. Yeah,
it can get married too. Skeleton and this dude. I don't care. They can get married. You know, what's next? Fucking marrying a skeleton? What? Sanctity.
What's next? Am I going to be able to marry a jackal?
Yeah. I'm going to marry a Satan? Huh? Or a tube of toothpaste? What's next? Then I got to deal with that in my day to day life?
Then I got to talk to my kids about that?
Yeah, that's bullshit. I don't want to talk to my kids. Not ever.
I don't either. Hate my wife.
Next one from Socks with Sandals. Spooky already. All cryptids and creatures of myth are having a house party. What is each monster doing?
To the Frankenstein.
The Frankenstein's doing the Frankenstein. That's all he can do. He doesn't have a normal brain, you know?
Yeah, but he's also the bouncer.
Right, he's the muscle.
Yeah.
Even though he's made out of rotten flesh.
Yeah. He's a cryptid, the Frankenstein.
Yeah, well, it says cryptids and creatures of myth.
Okay.
And I think it's a myth, you know?
Mm. Makes a lot of sense, but...
Right. I know.
What was that thing we talked about last year that Olivia wrote the erotic story about?
The Fresno Nightcrawlers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that thing's in there. Doing the fucking SpaghettiOs dance with Colby.
Oh, is it? I pictured it. I figured it was playing, you know, Twister.
Yeah.
I could see it playing Twister. Jacking off.
Doesn't have arms.
It jacks off one of the arms with the other one. Or the of the legs with the other leg.
Good call, yeah. Good call.
You know? What's Bigfoot doing?
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Passing the fucking doobie around.
Oh, he is, of course. He always is. It's blunt. What about, like, the Jersey Devil? That's part horse.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine he's giving out rides, right? I think the Dover Demon is taking a ride on the Jersey Devil's back.
Yeah, almost definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get John Wayne Gacy.
Yep.
You know, he's there doing paintings.
Yeah.
Caricatures.
Uh-huh.
And then you got the leprechaun.
Fatso and the leprechaun.
There,
yeah.
And they're lollygagging around. You got fucking...
Like they do.
Stinky.
Yep.
Fatso.
Tinky Winky.
Yeah, there. Tinky Winky's up there.
Doing spin moves.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Who else is in this club?
The Smacks Frog.
Yeah, definitely.
Sugar Smacks.
Definitely. Interesting thing, the SpaghettiOs guy has to come face to face with Colby.
I said that already.
You kinda. Did?
No, I said the...
not SpaghettiOs. But
the Fresno Nightcrawler was right. Doing the SpaghettiOs dance with Colby.
Right, but the SpaghettiOs guy
shows
is
up.
Gonna be there face to face with Colby.
There will be a dance battle.
Yeah, that's his nemesis.
And there'll be a skateboard battle.
Mm-hmm. They could play a game of horse with the Jersey Devil on skateboards, like Tony Hawk's horse in the Tony Hawk games.
Spin move.
Horse.
Spin move.
What's Nessie doing, though?
Nessie? Sitting in the pool.
Yeah.
Soaking it up, you know?
Just lounging. Yeah. Chupacabra. Now, he's acting a fool. He's trying to steal from people.
Yeah.
Sneaky little fucker.
Yep. And then, I don't know. We got any more?
I did, but I lost it. I had a good one. I had a really good one.
The Dover Jazz Ghost.
That's it. That was it.
Yeah,
I can't believe you thought of that.
The Dover Jazz Ghost is out there.
Yeah.
He's playing his saxophone.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the Dover Jazz Ghost in years.
Acting a fool.
I'm surprised that that's what the next thing you said was. Maybe there is quantum entanglement.
No, you said something that reminded me of it.
Oh, I did say the Dover Demon.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
But that's Dover, Delaware, so I wasn't really... Not Dover, New Hampshire.
But that's what reminded me of the Dover,
Jazz Ghost, of course, is local lore in Dover, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know about it.
He rides around on a skiff and plays a saxophone.
Yeah, he's very real. Mo Vaughn. Mo Vaughn's at the this cryptid party.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Joe Hamza asked the question, what would the feminine name of Dracula be?
Draculini. Draculini.
Draculini.
Draculola.
It should have been Dracula, right? And because then a boy would be Draculus. Draculus. If we're going by Latin standards.
I don't know.
Draculangus. Draculangus, maybe.
Draculina.
Draculina, yeah. It really makes you think.
Really does. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple ways you could go with it.
There's Dracula, of course, but...
You could just keep it as Dracula.
No. God, no.
Come on, they didn't change the name of it. Pinhead. Now that Pinhead's a girl. Still called the Pinhead.
Next question's from Names83, who said, if bats piss and shit on themselves... Does the same happen for Dracula? And if so, what would he smell like? I didn't know that bats do that, and I didn't check the facts on this one. I don't intend to, really. So if anybody knows, you can let me know, but otherwise I don't really care. They probably do piss and shit on themselves.
Sure, yeah.
Because, you know, they're rodents, and they probably just do that.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't fucking care. You see all the shit, the guano? You seen all that? Piles of bat shit?
Yeah.
Big. Big. So Dracula does shit himself, I think.
Yeah, so they're asking, what does Dracula's shit smell like, or what does the Dracula...
And piss mixture on his person while he's sweating.
Well, no, Dracula's don't shit.
Excuse me?
I don't think Dracula's shit, right?
What?
They don't need food.
Where's all the blood come out?
Their piss hole.
Well, then he pisses it. Pisses blood.
I don't think they pee-pee, do they?
The blood has to go somewhere.
Well, they come, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. They do come, and they come a lot. So all that blood just counterbalances the cum.
That's why they need so much of it, because they need it for their boners.
Right. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Because so they got to stack up.
Dracula's like to fuck. They do.
They'll fuck anyone. Whoever wants to fuck a Dracula or a Dracula.
Certainly.
Look them up.
So yeah, that's there's no shit. So no, they wouldn't shit on themselves or piss on themselves.
They would come on themselves.
Definitely would, yeah.
And they
yeah.
do. And they kind of like it. They're kind of like that they weird do, cum yeah. guy. That cum guy?
Yeah.
That we talked about that I mean, one.
You've been alive 10,000 years. You're going to explore some new things.
Right. You're going to eat your own cum or you're going to put your cum in a bottle of your own piss and drink that.
Right.
Like that guy did. That Channel 5 interviewed him recently.
Will Blunderfield?
Too. Yeah.
I started watching it and I just couldn't.
I don't know if I can handle it, but.
After he drank his own piss, I shut it off.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard some really good things. I think Dracula would still smell just like Versace perfume.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Dracula smells good.
Dracula smells nice and fancy. Dracula smells fancy.
Did Dracula shower?
Only in squirt. Fucking all up from
Dracula's,
fucking so much.
They seem very clean, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they lick themselves clean like a cat.
Dude, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Really makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dracula can shower.
A lot of Draculas in their coffin, they install pressure washers along the side, so it's like a little car wash.
Smart, smart.
Get in there. Does it while
most
they're sleeping.
Most of them get in there with their clothing on, though.
They put Scotch Guard on there.
It's Dracula's robe.
They use Scotch Guard on their robes.
Okay.
So it's water repellent. So.
Okay.
Okay, one more. From a mediocre meatball.
Meatball.
An evil scientist has abducted you. You groggily wake up from a Frankenstein-inspired operation and hear the madman cackling. You strain against your restraints and look down to see that he has surgically replaced all your fingers with... What? Hot dogs.
It's been done.
Too easy.
What's the question?
The Frankenstein Madman Monster Man gives you new fingies instead of regular ones. What are they? Cocks.
That could be cool.
Ten cocks?
No, that's too much.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of infection in the tip from touching things.
Yeah.
Going up and down the elevator all the time.
Then you got to get 10 circumcisions.
No, I'd keep them on my finger dicks. I'd keep the foreskin on my finger dicks.
You would? I'd only do it on half so I could dock the other ones.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So when you sit like a supervillain with your fingertips touching, you're actually fucking yourself. That's great.
Right, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm docking myself.
I'm docking myself right now.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so.
What would I get them replaced with?
Guns. 10 times the firepower of one gun.
I don't know.
That makes me more of a man. How about a bunch of Smarties?
No, no.
Nothing edible?
No, nothing edible. It's not smart.
Yeah, you're right. How about like a roll of coins, then I can spend them?
That's not smart either.
Then I don't have fingers anymore.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard question.
Toes?
Toes, that's a better one. He replaces
now, toes I can get into.
See, on my toes, I get those replaced with just about anything.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Can openers, bottle openers, I don't care.
Lighters.
Hot dogs.
like my big toes are going to be lighters. All right.
That's cool.
Can I get a different toe? Like, so it's going to be the same on both feet, but you can get a different thing each toe. Can I do that?
Yeah. As long as it's symmetrical.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I got lighters. It's my big toes. So
it's a Swiss Army foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Still webbed the toes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know anything else.
Right.
So maybe the webbed one should be the lighters.
Dual lighters, yeah.
Yeah. Or they got two flames, you know?
Right. So four flames total.
Right. Total. Like so, okay. Then back to the big toes. Then.
Man, a heavy rock concert when they go do their ballad.
What do I do with
all
those?
The lights go down. Stick your feet up in the air. You got four lighters for Sweet Child of Mine.
Fuck yeah.
Are you shitting me?
Free Bird.
Yeah.
Outside by Stained.
Yeah. I'm feeling those lighters, dog.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You're going to be feeling them. All right. So back to the big ones. Maybe the big toes, I just get a case for my dice.
Dice case. Okay.
Yeah. Dice
and,
case.
And for, Andrew dice case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, some for my 12-sided dice.
Dice.
And then this one for my
dice is plural.
My like alley dice. You know what I mean? I just.
The regular old.
Yeah. Yahtzee.
Yahtzee dice. 6-sided.
That's pretty good. I like that. And then I got two more left. What do I do with my ring toe?
A ring pop.
No, nothing edible.
Oh,
I don't want to do edible.
Fuck, you're right. Shit, I can't stop thinking about candy.
I know.
What if it was a
screwdriver?
Yeah. A power drill.
Sure, yeah. I like
Why
that.
Why not that?
Yeah. Screwdriver.
What's your big toe, though? That's a big question.
I already did that. That's my dice case.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So that's all your toes.
No, I got one more.
Oh, pinky toe.
Pinky toes. Yeah, what are those going to be? The smallest toe. Something fancy.
That you could probably put your spit valve there.
You know what? You know what I'm going to go with?
What?
It's going to be a claw, like a big fucking chicken claw.
Okay, yeah.
Like a talent.
For defense.
But a single one.
And for offense. Really just for attacking.
Yeah.
I like that idea. That's practical.
Yeah, so when I get angry with someone, I just put my toe, I'd fucking fish hook them with my talon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I, what was the one next to it? And then I hit them, yeah, I put the screwdriver, you know, the drill in their mouth.
The power drill, yeah.
And it goes right through their cheek.
Right.
You know, or right through their bottom
lip. Mm-hmm.
And it goes through the teeth.
Uh-huh.
And then I light the inside of their mouth on fire with my lighter web toes, and then I make them choke on my dice.
Make them choke on your dice. Okay.
Choke on my dice.
Yeah, then you can do a lot of damage.
Then they can suck dice.
Suck dice.
So, how about you?
For my toes?
Yeah.
Flashlight.
That's practical, yeah.
Yeah, you can look under stuff.
Two of them. It's going to be two.
Why is it got to be two?
It's going to be two.
Oh, right. One on each foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but did you have two lighters on each foot?
No. One.
Oh, I was thinking
a double. It was a double-sided lighter because I have a webbed toes, so I get to choose two. So it kind of is two lighters, but it's one. It is technically one.
I see. Okay.
But four flames.
Right.
Rammstein.
I get it. Yeah.
And you know I make them like the crack lighter too.
Oh yeah, you can overclock it or whatever. Like,
oh yeah.
So you can just get a huge flame on it.
Infinite refills.
Yeah. Yeah.
For life. Okay, so flashlight. I like that.
Flashlight.
That's your big toe.
Big toe flashlight, yeah.
Check.
My long toe.
Index toe.
Yeah, index toe is it's a USB flash drive. USB 3.0. 2 terabytes on this thing.
Smart.
Yeah. And it's password encrypted, so you can't get into it.
Right.
You can try, but you can't. Not even Julian Assange could get into it.
Right. The smartest man in the world, Julian Assange.
Yeah, the best computer man there is. Then I got my ring toe, right?
Middle toe.
My middle toe? Oh, yeah, my middle toe, which is corkscrews.
Okay, for like wine?
Oh, yeah, popping bottles.
Okay.
And I do it more as a trick. I don't even drink wine that much or at all, but like I do like opening the bottles. So, and I show off, you know, I go to parties, I'll be like, hey, guess what I can do? You having trouble opening that bottle? Hey, and you want to see my foot? And then I pull out my corkscrew toe and Bob's your uncle.
I love it.
And then my ring toe.
Your ring toe. What's that one?
That one's the clitoral stimulator. That's the clit stimulator. It offers suction and 7 or 8 variable speeds.
That's generous of you.
I know. It's not even for me.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I know you didn't think about anybody else when you were modeling your toes.
I'm thinking now. I mean, if the drill's an attachment,
yeah,
I can switch the thing that's on it.
That's true. So you can put, you know, something nice on there for somebody.
Yeah, it's been around a little bit inside that pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Big whoop.
So there's that, and then my baby toe. That's the rush.
The rush.
Yeah. You know, you put your thumb on it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be sucking on any toe. So
no.
No, you know what? My little toe. It's a decoy rock. It's a rock decoy. So it looks like a little pebble.
Yeah.
So I can bury myself in rocks when I go to like the playground with the rocks.
Yeah.
I get under there, the pee rocks, you know, so my little baby toes can still pop out. Because when I lay down, they're the tallest part of me.
Okay.
So they'd be sticking up. I kept running this problem when I was hiding under piles of rocks. People would, you know, they'd see the tips of my toes,
right.
my baby toes to be precise, and they'd find me and they'd say, tag, you're it, and they'd be all downhill for me from there. But these are just pebbles, and I also don't, it doesn't hurt anymore when I stub my toe.
Okay.
I've mutilated both of my little toes.
Yeah.
Just on different equipment, gear, heavy things that I've just walked into.
Yeah.
So no more of that. It's a rock now. My pinky toe's a rock, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's also just, it's nice to look at. It's smooth, you know? It's been buffed.
It's a fucking one-hitter.
Fuck it. Yeah. It's a chillum. That's good. Okay.
One-hitter, it's definitely a...
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them guys.
One of those guys, yeah. He just gets like little bits at a time, like a pinch here and there.
Yeah. Dude, I got fucking blasted on my one hit at work today.
So I was thinking, I wanted to do like a quick story again, like we did last time, because I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
You down for that?
Sure.
So last episode, we did a spooky story where we basically just gave a title and a brief synopsis to WriteSonic.com's AI story generator, and it wrote us some very short stories about Frankenstein and Viva La Bam and stuff.
Yeah.
So let's do another one. What's the title of our story for today?
The tale of the Muck Mummy Dungeon.
Okay, there it is. The tale of the Muck Mummy Dungeon. And a brief description of the tale. The mummified bison was dug up and worshipped by
land surveyors, farm union workers,
pipe fitters.
There it is.
Mummified bison was dug up and worshipped by pipe fitters. It is said
about mummy bisons.
Maybe
it is said about the mummy muck bison.
About the mummy
buck bison.
Muck bison. Mummy muck bison.
Yes. It is said about the mummy muck bison that.
Yeah.
If you enrage it, then sometimes it is like a magnet to the jewel. And everybody knows that the jewel is the tool of the tut.
And you never want to give a mummy the jewel.
No, hell no.
And you never want to give a mummy the jewel. No cap. Is that good?
Yeah.
So what's the tone of voice? Inspirational, downtrodden, sexual, horny.
Sexual.
Sexual? Okay. Now it's generating. Do you want to hear the robot read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got to pick a voice real quick.
Okay.
A classic American male voice has standard pronunciation that will be acceptable to most listeners. It is easy and familiar to perceive.
He sounds a little bit goofy.
Yeah.
A child's voice can be voiced by an interesting tale or book. The audiobook
that
created
sounds like
in
a
this
Satan
way will
child.
Be much better perceived by children.
Yeah, but this is a dirty one, so make it an adult.
The pronunciation of the American girl sounds more sexy and pleasant.
There it is, right there.
That's the one?
That's Sally.
All right.
There's a child named Justin.
What?
A child's voice can be voiced by an interesting tale or book.
I hate that. We'll do Sally. Okay. We've got three short story, very short stories generated. Here goes nothing.
It was said about the mummy muck bison that if you enrage it, then sometimes it is like a magnet to the jewel. And everybody knows that the jewel is the tool of the tut, and you never want to give a mummy the jewel. No cap.
No
the
cap.
Bison's eyes were like black pits, gazing out from a sea of wrinkles. It was as if they could see into your soul.
Whoa.
And when they did, they weren't quite sure what they were looking at. The bison had been dug up by a group of pipefitters, who quickly began to worship it as a god. They would leave offerings of cigarettes and liquor at its feet, and sometimes, when they were feeling particularly reverent, they would even offer up a joint or two. The bison seemed to approve of these offerings, and would often gaze upon the pipefitters with a look of benevolence. But there were times when the bison's gaze would turn dark and angry, and those were the times when the pipefitters knew they had better watch their step. For when the bison was angry, it was said that he would call forth the jewel, and that whoever possessed the jewel would be under the mummy's control.
Mm-hmm.
The pipefitters had seen the jewel before, and they knew that it was a powerful tool. They had no desire to be under the control of the mummy, so they did their best to keep him happy. But one day, one of the pipefitters made the mistake of angering the bison. Mm-hmm. The mummy's eyes turned black, and he called forth the jewel. The pipefitter who possessed the jewel was suddenly filled with an uncontrollable desire to please the mummy. He did everything the mummy asked of him.
Whoa.
And soon, the other pipefitters were under the mummy's control as well. The mummy had finally found the jewel he had been searching for, and now, he had an army of willing servants. The pipefitters would do anything to please their new god, and the mummy was more than happy to take advantage of their devotion.
Ooh, that's the end?
Wow.
They meant that in a
non-sexual.
Yeah, that part. But they do fuck, but that's not the part that that's not the devotional part. Like
no.
That was a prerequisite. Everybody wanted to fuck to begin with. But
right, for sure.
Man, so that was sexual. We chose sexual though as the
yeah.
So it was just implied sexuality before that.
Yeah.
That was fucking amazing, though. Especially the part about leaving offerings to the bison that they worshipped, leaving liquor and cigarettes. I love that. Okay, so next one.
When the bison was dug up, the pipefitters were fascinated by it. They immediately started to worship it, and they said that it was the mummy of a god. They said that if you enrage the bison, it would be like a magnet to the jewel, and that the jewel is the tool of the tut.
Right.
The pipefitters were always talking about the bison, and they would often get into arguments about who was the most faithful worshipper. One day, one of the pipefitters got so angry that he grabbed the jewel and ran away with it. The other pipefitters were furious, and they all chased after him. They caught up to him just as he was about to enter the tomb of the Tut.
Oh my
they
God.
Grabbed him and took the jewel back, but not before he had time to enrage the bison. As they all stood there looking at the bison, they could see that it was slowly becoming enraged. It started to snort and foam at the mouth,
and then
it turned and looked straight at the pipefitters. For a moment, nobody moved. Then, as one, they all ran for their lives. They could hear the bison charging after them, and they were sure that it was going to catch them. But somehow they all managed to escape. When they were safe, they all agreed that they would never again anger the bison. They would continue to worship it, but from a distance.
Yeah.
And they would never, ever give it the jewel.
never give the bison the jewel or the mummy.
Well, I mean, it is a bison mummy.
Right.
But it's a vessel of Tut.
Well, and that's the thing is you give a mummy the jewel and the mummy's just going to try to enrage the bison mummy. And you don't want to enrage the bison.
No, hell no.
I haven't enraged a bison in years, and that's the only thing keeping me...
I try to avoid it.
Healthy.
If I can.
Yeah, you should. Okay, and the last one, I'm going to do a different voice. Let's pick something at random here.
When the ancient bison was unearthed, the pipefitters were absolutely amazed. They had never seen anything like it before. They immediately began to worship it, and they called it the mummified bison.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that if you enrage the mummified bison, then it will attract the jewel to itself. And everybody knows that the jewel is the tool of the Tut.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to give a mummy the jewel, no matter what.
That rhymed.
The pipefitters would often have wild parties where they would dance around the mummified bison and offer it sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
They would also engage in sexual activities near or on top of the bison.
On top of the bison?
As they believed that this would please the ancient spirit.
And it would.
One night, a young pipefitter named John was dancing around the bison when he suddenly became filled with an uncontrollable urge to copulate with it. He stripped off his clothes and began to thrust his manhood into the bison's mouth.
That's right.
Okay.
As he did so, he felt something hard and metal inside the bison's throat.
What?
He reached in and pulled out a jewel. The next day, John showed the jewel to his friends. They were all so fascinated by it that they decided to keep it and worship it as their own personal god. And that is the story of how the pipefitters came to worship the mummified bison.
So I'm face-fucking this bison, right?
I found this fucking jewel.
Sudden, my cock just hit like a rock in the back of its throat, and I reach in there. Right? And it's a fucking jewel.
Wouldn't you know it's the jewel, dude?
It's the fucking
jewel. It's the fucking jewel.
It's Tut's jewel.
Yeah, Tut was vaping his jewel pods.
Yeah.
Swallowed it and then happened to get throated.
That's right.
It happens. There we go. That was good. That was good. Very good stories.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming. Appreciate you listening to this extra special spooky, spooky episode of the Cool Parents Podcast. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
What's our Instagram?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
Send us messages on there if you want to get in touch with us. That's the way to do it. TikTok.
Cool_parents?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And
Patreon.
Patreon. What's that?
Patreon.com/coolparents.
Duh. $3, $5. You'll get commentaries, all kinds of good shit.
Just do the $5.
We'll send you stuff too. It's worth it. Believe me. We make it worth your while. And thank you to all the current patrons. Love you.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we've got the rating and review thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where you gotta get online, go to your sites, all of your sites, find place to leave a review for our podcast, 5 stars or whatever the highest one is.
And, 5.
Yeah, leave a rating and a review wherever you can. It helps us a lot, so I appreciate it. And that's about it, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, so thanks for listening to the Spooky Cool Parents Podcast. I am, what the fuck was I? Sarcophagus Jones.
Yes, I'm Just a Me.
Just a Me. Okay.
Just the Mummy.
Yeah, well, spook the world.
Bust a guaz.
Yeah, quiet ways.
Blah.